Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is. The Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, keeping you company while the Brewers and Reds do battle out there at Miller Park. Tim Allen will join us. We'll have the Big Show meeting the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as soon as that game is over. I just looked over to Sparky's seat, and that is most definitely not Sparky sitting in Sparky's seat.
No.
That is the opposite of Sparky sitting in Sparky's seat.
No, that's Sparky.
The Ohio State legend, Tennessee Titans and Houston Oilers legend, and now a legend of musicals, Eddie George, joins us on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Eddie, how are you this afternoon?
Man, I'm doing great. I am operating off of pure will and desire. Tired.
Yeah, man, because you were working last night.
Yeah, I saw you didn't go to sleep.
Yeah. You haven't been to sleep?
Man, maybe 5-6 hours. I had to get up early this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Eddie's part of the touring company of the Tony Award-winning, record-breaking hit musical Chicago. It's in Milwaukee now through Sunday as part of the Associated Bank Broadway at the Marcus Center and Broadway Across America Milwaukee series. Tickets are available right now at the Marcus Center box office or by phone at 414-273-7206 or just go to ticketmaster.com. And Eddie, I'm gonna be completely upfront with you at the beginning here. I'm not a musical guy, okay? I'll be honest with you. I'm not a musical guy, but I was there last night, and I'll say this. You impressed the hell out of me, man. I'm going to be 100. You impressed the hell. Because, you know.
Oh, so he's your type, huh?
He was.
Hey, listen, man, I'm telling you.
Like, sometimes you hear, you know, Eddie George, former star running back, starring in a musical, and you just go, man, this dude just got this because of his name, because people know who he is. You hit all the notes, man. Yeah. You hit all the marks and the dance numbers. I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed.
Thank you, man.
Man, that was...
Well, I had to audition for it. It wasn't given.
Really?
I was going to ask you that.
You don't just walk up there and be like, hey, you know what? Let me do this.
I thought you earned that respect.
You got to go up there. I had to go to New York and audition for Barry Weissler and the staff and so forth and had to earn my stripes. And in fact, it was in 14 that I auditioned. And he said, let's do it. And I was like, great. That's when we start. Next week, next month. Didn't hear from him for a full year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, all right, maybe he just told me I did a great job and I got it just to get me the hell out of the theater. It was like, no, don't call that guy again. He was terrible. But they called me back and I did it in 16 last year in New York for an 8-week run. Which was incredible. I mean, that was you talk about hard work. You talk about remember the three-a-day training camps used to have.
Oh, yeah. They don't have them anymore though.
Yeah, no, they don't.
No,
it was equivalent to that. All right, 8 shows a week. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And just to give you a little backstory on how this all began, like when I finished playing the game, like most of us, we try to find the next thing. And you know, I was trying to perfect my craft and as a commentator and got some acting gigs here and there. And I said, well, you know what? Let me really work on it by taking acting classes.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly realized that the two didn't exist. I mean, it didn't correlate. So I really fell in love with the whole form of telling stories in a live setting. So I got on stage, started getting with my acting coach every week. For 2.5 years before I even touched the stage, and then I did my first play and destroyed it. I was terrible, and naturally I had to go back and conquer that demon. And I did that, and it led to other opportunities to do Shakespeare and other dramatic roles in Nashville. 7-8 years prior to me jumping on Broadway last year, and here I am, man.
Did you lean on your wife? Because you know she's a lot more popular than you.
No doubt.
She was in a hit group, SWV.
LB, you know yeah, I did, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I saw a reality show when you were in it. I said, man, Eddie look good.
She makes me look good.
Yeah. Was it something you ever thought of, like, say, during your football career, before you played? Did you do theater in school or anything beforehand?
No, not even close, man. Look, when I was playing the game, all I could focus on was playing football. I mean, that was my craft. I mean, you didn't have time to be on Twitter and trying to build up my fan base and brand. And I was too worried about, you know, the next defense I had to face next week and survive a 16-game schedule. Plus, it wasn't until after. And again, you know, when you stop doing something, when you make a transition from one thing to the next, and when one door truly closes itself, you know, you have other talents that you have to tap into. Mm-hmm. There are guys that play the piano, they play instruments, they act, they sing, they write, but it stops there because they feel like, you know what, all I am and all I'm going to do is play football in my life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's not true.
Right.
You can do so much more. You have gifts and talents that you have to tap into. I'm not, and that's just one that kind of just opened up to me, and I said, well, you know what? Let me go all in and see where it leads me. And it's led me to other opportunities.
I think God gives everybody a unique talent. You have to find that. So Gary is our residential singer on the show.
Oh, you're going to hear. I have some tape. We need your evaluation,
Gary's
Eddie.
Also a Badger.
Yeah.
So he don't necessarily like y'all team.
No, we don't.
some good stories.
I mean, it's never been a rivalry.
What you got, G?
It's never been a rival.
Not until we kick your ass.
which is often.
Yeah. Right? Break it up. Break it up.
He understands it's once every foot. 5-6
lately,
years.
Lately it has.
We don't need his black on black violence.
But we can't even talk about that because that's the days of Art Sleaster. He don't even know. He was born when Art Sleaster played.
Now, I had some battles then. Yeah. I remember those days. Yeah.
So, to that, though, you talk about, though, the transition, because that is a huge deal right now for a lot of former players trying to transition in life outside of football and finding that so-called love that you had in football and try to transition
the purpose
into that. Yes.
Yeah.
And how was that for you, trying to find that?
It was difficult because it happened a lot sooner than I thought. I mean, I played 9 years and you know, going into my 9th year, I had 1,200 yards.
That's a long time for a running back.
It is a long time.
It is, but you know what? They look at it, they say, you know what? He's turning 31. Mm-hmm. He's making $7 million a year.
Yep.
That's the biggest number they look at.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know what? We can get somebody more effective and cheaper. Mm-hmm. And that's the nature of the game. That's the business side of the NFL as for a running back. Mm-hmm. And it took me by surprise. I thought I would, you know, be a guy that could play at my with the Titans to the end of my career. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen a lot, you know.
Right.
To play 12 years or 13 years in one place. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for me, it happened sooner than I thought. And I'd done well with my money. I started a business, a landscape architecture firm.
Let me hold something there if you did. Yeah.
Let me hold something.
Borrow a few.
He can borrow this pen.
Let me hold something.
You don't know that terminology.
Yeah, let me hold
it. Why would you say that? Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Let me hold something.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But the transition was difficult. And I really found my second calling, I guess, through, I like to say, my 3 E's, which is my education, entertainment, and entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And I work in those three buckets. And under the entertainment bucket, it's commentating, it's acting, it's hosting, it's all of those things.
Right.
And I've absolutely loved it, and I continue to work on that craft.
So you played at Camp Randall.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. Mm. And I'm in the stands. I have tickets forever. And I think you're breaking the secondary, and you sized up a cornerback. He had to be 180, 190.
Mm-hmm.
And you absolutely just trucked the guy, right?
I mean, it wasn't Fletcher, was it?
It could have been.
I hope not.
But, I mean, you just annihilated the guy, right? Guys in the back of me, they're just screaming at the DB, oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't make that tackle. I can't believe you let him. I said, I tell you what. I did not just turn around to you guys. I tell you what. Why don't you go out there and try to tackle that joker by yourself one-on-one and see what happens. Because ain't many jokers bringing him down at 6'3", 2 1/4. And the guy just looked at me and goes, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This is put this in perspective now. Not everybody's hitting that joker like that, talking to him one-on-one.
But you got to be fearless when you're out there on the football field. Was there any fear when you stepped on the stage for the first time? Were you intimidated because you're with people who this is their lifelong vocation?
Absolutely.
No doubt. Bruce Matthews. You're fine.
I mean, when you're playing football, you can impose your will on somebody,
but
you can't do that on stage. I mean, less is more. You got to trust the process. You got to trust the story. I mean, when you feel those bright lights hit you, and you feel the energy of the audience behind that black screen, you can't see anybody, and they can see everything on you, that could be an intimidating place.
More
man.
Intimidated the first time you stepped on an NFL field or the first time you stepped on a stage for a musical?
The stage, easily. Yeah. I mean, because I'm in a football field, you know, you kind of know what's going on. I mean, I played against some Hall of Famers now. My very first NFL game, real game, not preseason, was against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's when they had, you know, Derek Thomas, Neil Smith. I mean, I had what, on 13 carries, 12 yards.
Wow.
That's working hard, bro.
Them boys, to get a yard.
Yeah, that's working hard.
To get a yard. But to step on stage and at the highest level, you know, you want to feel good about, you know, supporting, making sure that the other cast members trust you.
Right.
And that you're not just a name. You're not just coming in here to sell tickets, but you know what you're doing. You're prepared.
Right.
You know where you need to be. You know your lines. You're giving the other actor something to play off of and so forth. And you're not just out there for yourself because theater is really being selfless and telling a story and affecting somebody. If you're affecting the character, then you're affecting the audience by what you're trying to say and what you're trying to achieve. And if you're having people think about the story versus seeing, oh, that's Eddie George, the football player, then you've done your job.
Right.
Because I also think, too, Eddie, because for most players, when they're done playing, because they've been doing this all their lives, no matter what you do, even in this field, I think, now, a guy like Rami Makhlouf grew up, this is what he wanted to do all his life.
From 13 years old on. Okay. Once I realized I couldn't do what you guys did, I was like, all right, I'll just talk about it.
He tried to do it. He did try to do it, but he retired.
Yeah. Right,
He lost 130 pounds, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And I think, though, from a player standpoint, because you have guys like Rami who grew up doing this, and all of a sudden we come into this arena, I think we have to be really more assured and know our game because these guys have actually been studying that craft.
No doubt.
Whereas you know, all of a sudden you come in and these guys have probably been practicing doing theater for a long. I mean, I took one theater and drama class in college.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. But you have guys that have been doing this since college.
Yep.
Now they've graduated from college and this is their craft. Yeah. And now you're coming. You almost feel like you have to be more prepared. Than
no doubt. It's no different than somebody jumping in to our field, okay, you go and pick up the ball and run against. Okay, go ahead.
Try that.
Let's see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's no doubt. So you have to know who you are. And I had to, and I worked. I mean, I worked, you know, 3 times a week. You know, with my acting coach and doing the various techniques and reading and constant cold reads. You name it. Improv, writing, all of it. And before I even touched the stage over 3 years, I immersed myself in it, not knowing what was going to happen with no agent, nobody, you know, asked me to come play with them. And I had to go on auditions it's led me to it. And we'll see where it takes me.
Did you sense any skepticism from other people in the theater community?
Okay. But I don't pay attention to that.
Right, right.
I have to focus on the actor and in terms of telling the story. And if I do that, if I tell the truth in what I'm doing and I show my truth in that and all the work that I've done comes forth, then that skepticism goes away. And then now we're talking as individuals versus, well, he looking at me side eye.
Right.
See, you're gonna find that anywhere you go.
Eddie, how long do we have you for? Can we keep you for one more segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this. Yeah.
We're gonna have one.
We got a bodyguard here.
At least one more.
What's your name, man?
That's Molly.
Molly.
She works over at the Barkus Center.
Yeah,
she took very good care of Sparky and me and our ladies last night.
That's where you got your freebie. I mean, your scholarship. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
We have Eddie George in studio, the NFL at Ohio State legend.
Yeah, I want to ask him about his wife, Steve McNair, and I want to do some other things.
And he needs to evaluate Gary's singing skills.
Yes,
I got some tape. I got some tape queued up.
No. Truth be told, though, Eddie, I just did my first movie and it got released. It's called The 60-Yard Line.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations, man.
Yes. So it's out in theaters. It just got released out in California. We did a pilot here. Myself, Amon Green, Mark Tauscher. We had some.
We kept by just you, though.
Small roles in it. It is tough to do once you go out there and try to do it and learn those reads and be natural, because they want you to act. That is tough to do.
No doubt.
Not be rehearsed.
It's just constantly getting the words first of all.
Yes.
Getting off script and knowing what you're saying, why you're saying it, what you really
believing
you know,
it.
Believing it and coming from a truthful place, but. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to ask yourself the question, you know, what does the character want? And what is he willing to get it? And how is he going to get it? And once he gets it, what happens then?
You know what? You know? You're all right for a Buckeye.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we're bred.
We got to sell some tickets. They're going to be here through Sunday.
Eddie George is making his touring Broadway debut in the role of Billy Flynn in the touring company of the Tony Award-winning record-breaking hit musical Chicago. It's in Milwaukee now through Sunday. Part of the Associated Bank Broadway at the Marcus Center and Broadway Across America Milwaukee series. You can get tickets in person at the Marcus Center box office, 929 North Water Street, downtown, by phone at 414-273-7206, online at marcuscenter.org or at ticketmaster.com. And we have more with Eddie George right after this on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios.
No news today.
No there he is, my friend. Get him, D.E.
No news today. No news today.
That's Gary. That's an original. Stevie Wonder remade
no
that.
Summer's rain. And I suggest another ordinary day.
No
April
sing. I like when you make his own words
no
up.
That's called improv right there.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's improv. That's Gary Ellerson singing. That other voice that you hear is a former running back who can actually sing. That's Eddie George making his touring Broadway debut in the role of Billy Flynn right now in the hit musical Chicago out at the Marcus Center through Sunday. And our guest here in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Eddie, your thoughts, your evaluation of our guys singing here?
I couldn't tell the difference between him and Stevie.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, he was in perfect harmony. And in concert with Stevie, I couldn't distinguish the difference. I mean, that was exceptional job. Exceptional job.
But that illustrates how hard it is to do what you've done, Eddie, to go from the football field into the world of
musicals.
So how
did you learn to sing, Eddie?
In the process of my training, I took voice lessons.
You did?
I took voice lessons earlier on because I wanted to have a more robust sound when I did my speaking engagements, commentating, radio, you know. And just like we do, I want to train for that.
Right.
And I did just that. And my acting coach was like, my voice coach was like, you have a singing voice. I'm like, come on, please. Look, let's just get through this lesson.
Right, right.
And as a result of that, I developed a singing voice, not knowing.
Right.
Because I was doing it consistently and working on it year after year after year. And then when it came time for me to audition for Chicago, I said, you know, I'm gonna throw it to the wind and see what happens. Why not? It'll be a hell of a story one way or the other.
Right.
You know? There was one note you hit, man, and you held it for like 10, 15 seconds. That's when I was like, oh, okay, all right. Eddie's serious about this, man. This is the real deal.
We should let him do the Q Club.
and down there at the Q.
Well, it's something we do locally, and we always say they pile up fish high, but we try to hold the note as long as possible. All pose when Sparky's here, and this guy turns red trying to hold the note.
Really? Oh, yeah. Does it sound good coming
out? No.
It sounds better when it's by himself.
It doesn't matter if it sounds good. It matters if the folks go down and buy the fish.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, that sounds good, man. That works.
I want to talk about Steve a little bit.
Yep.
Steve, did you play with Wycheck?
I did.
Frank, I said, Frank, this kid the real thing? I was talking about you. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, he's the real deal. But Steve was the kind of quarterback that most guys in the league, they really didn't want to sack him or hurt him because he was everybody's friend. And then come to find out, you couldn't sack this guy.
Anyway.
I mean, you guys was a great tandem. I just don't want people to forget about how good he was on the field.
Man, when you turn on his tape, when you look at, first of all, go back and look at him in high school.
Yeah,
man, that was ridiculous.
Right.
In Alcorn State, I mean, it was a man among boys.
He was in that league, yes,
and then
he was.
When he caught into the NFL, the athletic gap kind of closed on him, so he couldn't do a lot of that. But what he did do was phenomenal. You know, when he wasn't able to throw the football earlier in his career, had to really rely on me in the running game and so forth. He had to develop and find himself. And then, like, toward the later end of his years, year 7, 8, 9, 10, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He had the arm, had the knowledge of the game. I mean, he was calling his own plays. I mean, just he became a true master of his craft. Mm-hmm. And to watch that development was exceptional. But you talk about a hell of an athlete. Steve was not just a great quarterback, but he could play basketball.
Yeah.
He could play baseball. He could do anything he wanted to do athletically. I mean, he was that gifted.
He's a great guy, too.
Great guy, too, man. Will give you your shirt off off your back, cook a meal for you. Quiet, unassuming, but just a salt of the earth kind of guy, man. There's not a day that goes by when I don't think about him. And I don't – it's weird because to me, you know – I look at death differently. He still lives on through his legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and he still lives on through the work that he's done in our community. He still lives on through his children. His son, Tyler, chose a different path. He is in ballet, and he's going to, I believe, New York University, NYU.
Oh, that's hard.
On a scholarship.
Awesome.
In the ballet program.
Not very many African-Americans doing that. That's
groundbreaking. Here's the caveat.
That's groundbreaking, bro.
Here's the caveat.
Yeah.
He only was in ballet for 1 year.
Well, yeah,
really?
He's got it. Well, you're talking about
being blessed. You're talking about a great athlete? Yeah. That's my point. Yeah.
I was going to bring that up, baby, because one of the first things I noticed when I sat down and the play started yesterday, the whole cast comes out on the stage. And everybody is the dudes are ripped.
Yeah.
The women are lean and strong and agile. And I went, no wonder Eddie fits right in here, man. They're all athletes.
That's right.
They're all athletes up there on the stage.
And they make a turn look easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So it's very difficult. And they do that like they get in their sleep. It's funny. We're backstage. You know, they're talking about different moves, plies, and spins.
Yeah.
And they're doing triple, quadruple flips and all this stuff. So this is what I like to do. And they're like, oh, damn, okay. I just want to buy the Yankee. That's nice. Yeah. You know?
My guy, I played with Dorsey Levin. Dorsey Levin was on a tour with Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He came here. He said the hardest thing for him was remembering the lines because he had to know what everybody else was saying so he could be in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sing, dance, and you have to remember lines. It's a lot you have to do, especially if you saw the movie Chicago.
Yep.
So it's a lot into how was that remembering the line? Because, you know, football, you can remember 1,000 plays.
Yeah, you remember. It's no different because you tie – sometimes it's different ways of learning lines.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can put it in the theater. You can put – certain words or ideas in the audience, like an exit sign, could be a star, you know, or a ship. Or if you see it, they'll believe it. You tie it to blocking as well. When you move, you're talking. So I just finished doing a play in Nashville, Raising in the Sun, for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very much a physical play where – you come across stage, downstage, right to center stage, and you're delivering a speech. you kind of get, you build that into your pattern, your blocking. So you kind of know as you're, well, it's funny right. how you can remember your line. So mm-hmm. really, I don't get worried so much about the words, but more or less my intention and what do I want? Why am I saying these words?
Yeah.
The best way to learn your lines is to write them down. And when you write them down, it opens up the world. Like mm-hmm. I'm saying these words. Why? Like, for instance, I had this audition this morning. Mm-hmm. It he said it was gentle. My man said, the other actor says, how was your trip across the ocean? He says, it was gentle. Mm-hmm. It was gentle.
I mean, no turbulence.
Very yeah. soothing. Yeah, so you right. think of about gentle, the sound of the ocean, mm-hmm. the smell of the salt. The wind, the soothing, how the massaging. So
you put me to
things,
sleep, but go ahead.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It opens up. So when you start to really embody mm-hmm. the words, the poetry of the words, and why you're saying it, it just becomes like we're talking right now.
Right.
Nice.
Let's talk a little bit about the NFL if we can, real quick. Mm-hmm. You look at last year. You know, the Packers made a run.
Yeah.
Got knocked off by Atlanta. But I think if you see, Eddie, I think in today's game, you just don't see many running backs
no.
like yourself anymore. Or, I mean, they're just not a lot of them. I think the game has changed a lot. But I think when playoff time comes.
You need it.
You need that guy.
Ezekiel Elliott, promise. We just talked about him off air.
Yeah.
He's probably the closest. He could have played back when we played.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, he can carry it 30 mm-hmm. and 30 out. Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. you know, same thing. Marshawn Lynch was like that. Mm-hmm. And those teams that go far in the playoffs, you got to run it. You can't have a makeshift running game. You can't have I don't like this running back by committee. You got to have a guy that can tote that thing, period. Yeah. Unless yeah. you got Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
But for most teams, it's built on stopping the run,
right.
playing great defense, solid special teams, and you have to establish the running game, mm-hmm. period. When you win championships in December, January, and February with the running game, right. period, right. by controlling the clock.
Right.
That being said, if you're the Packers, do you go running back come Thursday in the first couple rounds?
They got too many glaring issues. They're not a running back away from a championship.
Right.
They need help defensively. I think they need to address the interior defensive line. They got to build the trenches back up, and then based off of that, they got to build their back end up. Like you notice, Leroy, if you mm-hmm. if you have heat up front, you know I can get back there and cover for,
yes.
for a right. second.
Yes.
So you got to
yes.
get heat up front, and then
yep.
I think the running back pool is so deep this year.
It is.
They can find a back at you know some obscure
third
school,
fourth
third,
round.
Fourth, fifth yeah. round, or a free agent. Mm-hmm. Okay, but mm-hmm. I think address defense, and then that will ultimately help Aaron, and then find one or two young running backs that can come in and compete for the job.
So Leroy couldn't remember. Of course, you know he's in the suit right now, but he couldn't remember that you guys played against each
yeah.
other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember when you played against Leroy?
I do. I okay, do, but yeah. see, Leroy doesn't remember because he didn't have to hit anybody.
No, defensive line in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Now, no disrespect. He made phenomenal plays.
Right.
Listen, on our scouting report on Monday, it said here are three guys you got to be leery of.
Right.
Number 92.
Yeah.
Number 36 was one.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah,
and it was
you getting to it. Slow down.
Gravedigger.
Yeah,
93.
Yeah,
they are the playmakers because he was a ball hawk.
Right,
he was going to make plays,
right.
get a fumble, mm-hmm. cause a strip, pick yeah. something. Yeah. He was going to do. He was a playmaker.
Right,
and we came in. You know, we were going to have to run the football. That didn't happen. First play of the game, I was running the check down. And I was so excited. Lambeau Field, first time here, snowing, and you know we were coming off a 3-game winning streak, and this team's supposed to go, win the Super Bowl and right. all that great defense. All right, we gonna show them what's up. First play of the game, I go on my check down. Gravedigger throws out his elbow.
Oh.
I hit him, he chips me. My feet go flying from under me. The first thing to hit was the back of my head.
Oh my!
And I said, okay. It's going to be a long day today.
That was a pretty good defense that day.
Yeah,
it was exceptional.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was fighting to get a yard.
Yeah.
This one yard, it was success. Yeah.
So people want to know real quick, because you got people calling in, ballers. Uh-huh. Did you do ballers?
I did ballers. I did ballers last season.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I did it with Dwayne last season. Yeah. I did another episode this year, and that was a lot of fun. You know, The Rock is a beast,
he's
man.
He's strong right now.
Yeah, man, he's killing it.
Does The Rock, because I stand next to guys like you, and I go, man, I feel small. Does he make a guy like you feel small when you stand next to The Rock?
He's definitely there. I mean, he played in Miami. He played at UM.
Yeah.
He's got some background. He's got the pedigree. He looks the size. I mean, he's The Rock.
Right.
6'3". Half.
Right.
Oh, he's shit by 6'3"?
Six three and a half, about 255.
I love that show, man. Yeah, I love Ballers. That's
great,
a good,
man.
Great show. Great. That is Eddie George, and you can see him. It's not even a small role, man. You have like the lead male role in Chicago, awesome. And you are killing it.
Thank you, man.
See him as Billy Flynn in the touring company of the Tony Award winning
Billy Flynn is like a white guy's name.
Record breaking hit musical Chicago. It's in Milwaukee now through Sunday as part of the Associated Bank Broadway at the Marcus Center and Broadway Across America Milwaukee series. You can get tickets in person at the Marcus Center box office at 929 North Water Street, downtown Milwaukee, or by phone at 414-273-7206, online at marcuscenter.org or ticketmaster.com. Great job last night, Eddie. And if anybody's looking for a great date night for their lady, you can't do better than to go check out Eddie Lacy and the cast of Chicago at the Marcus Center.
Eddie George, I'm sorry. My bad.
I knew I was going to do it, too. I knew I was going to do it. I told my girlfriend last night I was going to do it.
That's all right.
Eddie George, my apologies. And great, great job, man. And thank you for joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
We're very proud of you.
Man, thank you, man. It's been an honor, man.
See you on those big multi-million-dollar movies on the big screen.
They
one
speak
day.
That to existence, brother. Yeah.
More and more of these musicals are making it to Hollywood now, man. It's like every year there's two or three of them that are hits and you know eating up the box office and winning awards. Bro. So I could see that in your future, Eddie.
Hey, we'll take it. I'll take it all, bro. I will take it all,
Eddie George.
Really at this point, I'm trying to get some sleep though.
Once again, our thanks and let's play Eddie out with a little bit more of the sweet, sweet sounds. Yeah. Of Gary Ellerson here on the Wendy's Big Show. Thanks again, Eddie. We appreciate it. It's the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Eddie George just stepped out of the studio. Seriously, I encourage you to go check out Chicago, the musical, while it's at the Marcus Center through Sunday. You can get your tickets at the Marcus Center box office, marcuscenter.org, or at Ticketmaster. And stepping into the studio now, the equally physically impressive president of the Milwaukee Admirals.
He took over our show last time. He was taking calls and everything. I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here?
John Greenberg joins us now with the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. John, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, but I pale terribly to Eddie George physically.
You think so?
Yeah, that is.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy, no question.
He could probably play hockey.
So
I wouldn't want to have him come in the corner and hit me, that's for sure. Yeah.
So you guys are in the middle of the playoffs right now. We have playoff action tonight here on The Fan as the flagship of Admirals Hockey. You guys take on Grand Rapids, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop here on 105.7. How are things going so far, John? How we looking?
Well, the series, we're off to a slow start. We're down 2-0, and so it's a best-of-five series. So it's basically win or go home for the rest of the series for us. So, you know, Grand Rapids took care of their business on their home ice. They were very close games. We lost in overtime the first game. Second game was a 3-2 game until they scored a couple of empty netters in the last minute, and then so they took care of their home ice, and now it's time for us to come home and do the same thing. So we'll start
tonight.
Yeah, so
you're in the same position as the Bucks.
Yeah.
Same position. You win or you go home. But I think that's when your leaders on your team, they step up.
No question. And we've got a really good veteran group. So, and we got a lot of guys that are back in their second years with us, too, the young players that have been through it. And they are very, very interested in winning a playoff game. Last year we got swept. So we don't want that to happen two years in a row with this group.
No.
So when you look at this group of guys that you have right now, and because, well, a lot of people don't know, I'm sure you do, that though a lot of your best players, if they're your best players, they're leaving.
Yeah, and right now our leading scorer for the year is playing in Nashville in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, you know, he's a guy that certainly you'd love to have here. But
So to me, I think, though, John, that's an adjustment, though, you look at your team that they have to make when a guy like that leave and someone else have to fill in.
No question. It certainly, the guys that guy was in the middle of the top line.
Correct.
So now, you know, everybody's got to move up a spot, and a guy that maybe hasn't been playing a whole lot is all of a sudden now in the lineup. And, you know, the guys who have also done a good job all year have had to step it up a little bit.
Correct.
I mean, Freddie Gaudreau's got three goals and an assist in two games. You know, that's the kind of guy that you need to do what he does.
And so from a player standpoint, from my standpoint, I want that then responsibility when a guy leaves. That then gives me an opportunity. If I thought I was being shunned or something like that, or what, that is the time for me to step up and show my wear.
There's no question. And this is
and that's what it's all about.
You know, it's playoff hockey, too.
Correct.
I mean, you're doing this in playoff games. If Absolutely. You want to really start to establish yourself doing it in the playoff game, there's no better place to get that done.
So how have you been so far with this season? Were you guys satisfied with where you are? Did you overachieve, underachieve, about where you thought you'd be?
On the ice, I thought we did what we thought we would do. You know, the goal is to make the playoffs every year. Okay. And we did that. We had a good season. That way we've been able to push guys up to Nashville. And, you know, that's part of the development of that as well. And when they went out and beat the Blackhawks and swept them in that series last week,
right?
They scored 13 goals, and 12 of them were by guys who played here. So, you know, our job is to develop players and get them to that next level and win a Stanley Cup. Mm. Develop them here, you know, teach them how to win here, and then they go and do that. But so, yes, from a hockey standpoint, it was very good. From a business standpoint, it was good. Our attendance was down a little bit. We had a little bit of you know, having to learn how to deal with events going on in the Bradley Center.
Right.
Going up against the Bucks game, going up against the Marquette.
Yeah.
It was different. We'd never done it before in the history of the franchise. So
I love the marketing, though. You got tickets that are as low as $8.
For this playoff game.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
And again, I want to thank you. I thanked you off the air last time, but I want to thank you on the air this time because you did something for some of my kids. You guys had a day during the daytime. They took a field trip to the game. It changed their life. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Talk about the extension with the Predators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Going through 21-22.
Yeah,
that has
very,
to be
very
big for you.
Very important. A huge thing for us. You know, every team in our league is affiliated with an NHL team. We're the only affiliate Nashville's ever had in 20.
Really?
Yeah, when this deal is over, it'll be 25 straight years with them.
That's fantastic.
We've only missed the playoffs twice with them. So, you know, it's been a really good relationship, great stability. We've had only a handful of coaches during that whole time. Yeah. So it's really important to us to be able to be with them. And, you know, they're not a big market franchise, so they have to draft and develop, which means that they're going to send good players here. And that's why we end up being in the playoffs every year, because we get that type of, you know, continuity.
Sounds like the Packers gear. Draft and develop.
Going back to your guys and your situation for a second, Panther Arena, your guys' first full year there after playing at the Bradley Center for so many years, and I didn't get a chance to get out to a game this year, John, but all the reviews I've heard are top-notch in terms of the experience at Panther Arena with concessions and all the great things that you guys do out there. How have you viewed the move to the arena this year?
Yeah, it's been good. I think we learned a lot. I think that we wanted to go through every single thing that we do during the course of a year that we did at the Bradley Center for all those years and go through all those experiences in this building and then learn from that. I think this year was a good year. I think next year will be a great year. I think that we're going to do things a lot better. I think the building learned how to have people in it again on a much larger basis, as opposed to, you know, sometimes the crowds for the other tenants in there weren't as big as what we've done. We average over 5,400 a game in there, which is
that's nice.
A solid crowd in that building. It's a 9,000 seat building. So.
Yeah.
I remember when I did the little slang shot there, it was full.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see you do that.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. You know, the reason why I didn't play hockey, John, it was a couple of things. First, I can't skate.
That's a small problem.
Secondly, y'all guys lose too many teeth.
Y'all guys.
The hockey guy. I got to keep this face nice and pretty. I mean, and some of these guys, they pin you right into the glass. It's a pretty physical sport.
It's a very physical game.
I think a lot of people don't think of that. So your guys are going to be very aggressive tonight. So you're going to see some very good hockey tonight.
You are, and absolutely. I think what you could do for hockey is grow a playoff beard, though. I see a beard going there.
That's what I'm working on, John. That's what I'm working on here.
That'll give you guys some luck.
Yeah, you can actually bring your people who, you know, beards are a big thing these days. So if you've got a playoff beard, what would be a great playoff beard, you should come to the game tonight because we're actually looking for the best one.
Really?
So we're going to have some prizes to
give out.
Oh, nice. I love your marketing. Yeah. I follow you guys on Twitter.
Thank you.
I think y'all got the best mascot. I've seen him a ton of times at Pick and Save. But, again, you have tickets as low as $8, very affordable.
Yes.
And I think that's the reason why I think it'll be full, and it's a great playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think this building, being a little bit smaller, we won't have a full building tonight, but we'll have, you know, the size of crowd we have in this building compared to the size of crowd we had up in the Bradley Center, it's going to be a whole different experience.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be a lot of fun.
Again, playoff hockey tonight. Admirals take on Grand Rapids. And you heard John say it. It's win or go home. Go out and support your ads and get your tickets at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Show off your playoff beard. You could win some prizes from John and the Admirals. And if you can't make it out to Panther Arena, you can hear every Admirals hockey game right here on the flagship Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. John, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for stopping in.
Really appreciate you coming in.
That's John Greenberg. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll see where your sports interests are at in a busy time here in Wisconsin. We're the Wendy's Big Show. We're back right after this in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. It's the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Brewers leading 9-4 through six innings out at Miller Park. Big Show meets the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show as soon as that game is over. Tim Allen will join us here in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Some breaking Packers news there during the break.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get me your phones
on. Okay, get your earphones on.
Wait a minute.
Get your earphones on.
Breaking Packer news.
You out there, make sure you're listening. Turn up the radio.
Is this Ted? Turn up the radio. This got anything to do with Ted?
Oh, it's got something to do with Ted.
Okay.
Guard Jari Evans is signing with the Packers, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com. He obviously helps fill the void left by TJ Lang, who left in free agency in 2016. Evans was Pro Football Focus's number 36 ranked guard in the NFL. His 78.6 overall score was roughly in line with the work he has done over the past four NFL seasons. He's made, I believe I read, I'll check and make sure that I'm right about this, six Pro Bowls over the course of his career. So guard, no longer a need heading into the draft tomorrow, GE.
And a veteran.
Well, I don't know if you can't say it's not a need, but I would say that it gives them an opportunity not to have to reach and take anybody.
Right.
That's what it does. It's just easy for Ted now to go into this draft and draft who he wants to draft. I mean, right now, if you look at the Green Bay Packers, you're saying defense is still – number one, pass rusher, cornerback, they still need that. Interior defensive line, they still need that. So this just gives them an opportunity to get, really, Rami, the way I see it, more defensive players.
Yeah, six. I just double-checked it. Six Pro Bowls, four times he was first-team All-Pro, 2009 through 2012. He was an All-Pro guard.
Never missed a start.
Let me see.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
in 2015, he only played 11 games.
And see, that's the thing about they need durability, you know, because if you think about the shortest path to the quarterback, you need a guy who's played in a lot of games, who knows the West Coast offense, who can just stop the three technique, because that's where people are going to – whoever's that right guard, he's going to get tested, okay? So you got to have a veteran in there. But I got to go back to this, Rami, real quick. Ted signed a lot of free agents.
Yes, this
now,
year.
Where are those people that say he don't sign?
Seven now. He signed seven free agents.
That's
this
amazing.
Off. And I think that's
amazing.
Before Jari Evans, they said that this tied him with the most he's ever signed in an offseason. So this is the most he's ever signed in an offseason.
I wish Sparky was here, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of the names people may not recognize. I get that. But that's why you have computers to look it up. But these are the people who've said that Ted Thompson won't spend 1 year deals. Well, that's what he's doing. Gets no credit. I don't get it.
He is 33 years old, which is in the NFL.
It's a 1 year
and for
deal.
Alignment. No, it's a 1 year deal. Yeah. But my question is, with the guy at that stage in his career, given what else you have at guard in Green Bay, does he walk in and get the starting job automatically, or does he get lumped into the competition?
Well, six Pro Bowls, I think he
You think he walks in and gets
it? I don't know if he's going to walk in and get it wrong, but he's going to be the guy that you pencil in first.
It's his to lose,
yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
He's the guy you're going to start. We got to start somewhere.
Right.
Because if the guy
he's the guy you're going to start with.
If you thought you were going to start one of the young guys, you wouldn't even brought him in.
Right.
We'll have the draft covered wall to wall tomorrow. Come out to the Q Club of Wisconsin for the Big Show live, followed by the Pro Football Draft Show. There will be food and drink specials plus prizes from Master's Ease. That's tomorrow at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. And yes, the Bucks game will be on too. Gary, you do got to start somewhere. Like when you're making your own beer, you start over at Northern Brewer.
Yes, sir.
Do, Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100 in Greenfield.
They still doing
Avenue.
Free classes?
Yes, every Saturday.
I like the high voice.
Beer,
like
wine, soda, you name it. You go over there and they show you how to make it.
Strawberry cream.
If you need the strawberry.
Like that.
Listen, guys, if you're looking for a great hobby, if you want to ferment your beer, if you want to make your own beer the way you want to make it, it's not like you go to a restaurant or you go to a liquor store. And this beer you make it according to your taste bud. I have a beer called the Mule Fuel, and it's a light beer, but it has alcohol by volume, more alcohol by volume.
It's tasty.
And I made it that way. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying, you guys, if you like a dark beer, light beer, Maker's Mark infused beer, you can do a lot of different things. But if you're interested in it, go to Northern Brewer, located on Highway 100, Greenfield Avenue, where you can become your own brewmaster.
Like I said, tomorrow we'll have the draft covered. We'll have the Bucks on the TV out at the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha. Brewers are in action and winning right now. Tim Allen will join us as the Big Show meets the post-game show as soon as that game is over. Lots going on in the Wisconsin sports world. What's at the top of your list? We'll discuss that next on the Wendy's Big Show after Jeff and Chuck give you the latest from Miller Park. We're the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios and back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.